So then finally we ask, how would you like to be remembered?
I'd like to have, continue to have, I hope I have now, a good reputation as a good manager, as a person who was very helpful for his employees, that improved their station in life with the improvement of compensation and the way the business was run. Coming from the Ford Motor Company, which has outstanding integrity and has what I think is one of the finest operations in terms of all of the good things that you have in a Fortune, 100 company, was very valuable experience. And so you knew how you should act. You knew what controls you should have. You knew what your financial boundaries are. You don't end up like some of these people do. Just like what can happen is like this outstanding executive from Renault and Nissan, who now is in a Japanese cell, it can go to your head. When I call a press conference at American Motors, I would get every network and radio and television people there. Well, that can go to your head. You say, my God, look, they're listening to everything I'm saying. By God, I must really be quite a guy. And I've tried to keep my head level. And I've been asked, how did it feel? You were number one at AMC. Now you're one of 31 vice presidents. I said, the only thing that happens is now if I call the governor, he won't call me back.
Right. Well, now you've been here, 20-some years in Tulsa?
Yes.
I believe you're an Oklahoman.
Yes. Thanks to the governor, I got a chance to serve on the higher regents for about 7 years.
Which governor appointed you to that?
Frank
Keating. Yeah, and you and your wife Patty have been involved in many things here.
Yes.
In the city of Tulsa and in Oklahoma. As I said to Roy Clark, because he largely came out of Washington, D.C., and I said, you've been here some 30 years. He says, yes, I think they've accepted me by now. So have you been accepted by now?
Well, the one thing that you find here in Tulsa, it's a very giving place, and a lot of the social, almost preponderance of the social activities have to do with fundraising for nonprofits. And that's, I got involved very early with the United Way and ran the campaign that set a record at that time. It's been surpassed. Chairman of the United Way, been with the Boy Scouts for 26 years here. We've had three major capital campaigns, been on the Philbrook and headed up a function there. I mean, so, you throw yourself into that. I think what happens, though, when you get to be my age, it isn't, you don't have that same, another dinner. Do you want to go to it? Well, I don't feel like going out tonight.
You've done enough of that all, and you can pick and choose now. So I want to thank you for a very fascinating time here we've had with you for Voices of Oklahoma. I'm telling you, it's quite a journey, and I thank you for your story.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.